I'm preaching two sermons this morning. So I'm going to read the scripture for one of them, and that's in the 64th section and the 7th and 8th verses. I consider the 7th and 8th verses of section 64 to be the most, what's the word I want? The two verses that takes us from right now and what's going on right now to the millennium. So I hope you listen carefully to what they say. Behold, the Lord requireth a heart and a willing mind, and a willing and obedient to eat the good of the land of Zion in these last days. Now you think about that. Now let's go on to the next step, right down the highway into the future. And the rebellious shall be cut off of the land of Zion and shall be sent away and shall not inherit the land. That is looming ahead of us. Verily I say that the rebellious are not of the blood of Ephraim, so wherefore they shall be plucked out. Four repetitions. Something's going to happen. That anyone who's not meeting the requirements is going to be out of the picture. And that looks like where we are now. Could happen most any time. Let's go on. Behold, I, the Lord, have made my church in these last days like unto a judge sitting on a hill. Now, how about this church that's sitting on a hill? Who does that comprise? Let's go on. For it shall come to pass that the inhabitants of Zion shall judge all things pertaining to Zion. And who are they going to be judging? And liars and hypocrites shall be proved by them, and they who are not prophets and apostles shall be known. The grassroots is commencing to wake up in this church. And they got a long ways to go, and they're on their way. Okay? And even the bishop, who is a judge, and his counselors, if they are not faithful in their stewardships, shall be condemned, and others shall be planted in their places. For behold, I say unto you, now we're going quite a ways down the road, that Zion shall flourish, and the glory of the Lord shall be upon her, and she shall be an ensign unto the nations. And there shall come unto her out of every nation under heaven. And the day shall come when the nations of the earth shall tremble because of her, and shall fear because of her terrible ones. I think those two verses say more than any other two verses about what lies ahead of us than I know of in any of the rest of our three books.